Work? Yes. Okay, so I'm here because, there were too many people around there saying, hey, you should rewrite your project into Rust. And I am maintaining a project in C which is like 25 years old, and I am saying no, and now I'm going to say why, or maybe why I'm not going to rewrite my project to Rust. I am not going to be as funny as that one before me. It's impossible. So please, if you are expecting something better, just you can go away. There is nothing to see here. Anyway, if you are not scared, yeah, the quest is simple. We have many years old C code base, which was written in like 1998, 99 in ISO C, and so we are expecting to keep this because it runs, and rewriting this completely to something else means like imposing more bugs than fixing. Yes, we do have memory safety concerns. There are lots of people actually saying anything written in C is bad because it's memory unsafe. And I am saying, well, it depends. If it doesn't crash for like last 10 years, I am asking you, where is it unsafe? On the other hand, we are improving it ever since. And in the new code, there are some problems, and we are fixing them continuously. But it's still a piece of software which is rather stable. So I am asking, why should I rewrite something to Rust when it's not broken? So the requirements are, I want to keep what works. I don't want to rewrite a whole parser written in C, which has been working for last 25 years. I want to automate most of the refactoring I am going to do to make the future updates safe. I want to lead the developers the way they should code. It's obvious that you can shoot your own leg in the most creative ways in C, and I am not going to make you not do it. I am just going to make it harder for you. I wanna allow all the food guns you wanna have, but it will be obvious that you are shooting your leg. And then on the code review, I'm gonna look at it and say, no, that's not going there. So, as I am saying here, it should be hard to write bad code, but I don't like making it impossible, because making the bad code impossible throws out even some good code. So, what I'm expecting to happen with unsafe code is, ideally, it's obvious build error, it's what Rust does, or there can be a static analyzer error, which is something you can just put into your CI, and then you say, well, it's killed by the static analyzer, I'm not going to include your updates. It can fail on some unit test, or it can just stick out. If I see a typecast in a plain sight in your changes, I say no, because you should not do typecast, but more on that later. And one of those requirements is, if some code is intended to be innocent, it must actually be innocent, which is a reason why I'm not going to rewrite it into C++. Because I don't want to study what's the plus doing, whether it's overloaded and where. So innocent code, the code which looks innocent, must also be innocent. Now, the controversial thing, how to do it. The easy part is, what should be the default?